Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to unpack this fascinating world of marketing automation, specifically how it'll look in 2025. And for that, we have a really comprehensive guide from IT Staffing and Network News. They've ranked the top consultant firms in this space.
Right.
And you know what I think is so cool about this?
What's that?
Is they don't just list the companies, they actually like dive into the trends that are shaping the whole landscape of marketing automation.
Absolutely.
Like it's a cheat sheet for understanding where business is headed.
It really is.
So even if you're not directly in marketing yourself, this is relevant to you because these firms are shaping how businesses operate and by extension how we
And experience.
face them as customers.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point to emphasize is that this isn't just for marketers. This impacts everybody because these companies are influencing the way that companies interact with us every day as customers. So whether we're aware of it or not, marketing automation is playing a role in our lives.
Okay, so before we get to the rankings of these, amazing firms, let's just define what marketing automation is for anybody who's not familiar.
Yeah, absolutely. So in a nutshell, marketing automation is using software to handle those repetitive marketing tasks that just eat up time.
Okay.
So think things like sending emails, nurturing leads, segmenting customers.
Yeah.
By automating these tasks, marketing teams can then focus on that higher level strategy and creative thinking.
Okay, so instead of like manually emailing 1,000 people, you'd set up a system to do it
Right.
automatically based on
Exactly.
and certain criteria, like
Exactly.
what they've purchased before or
Yeah.
what pages they've visited on a website.
Yeah. So for example, imagine a customer abandons their shopping cart on an e-commerce site. An automated system could trigger a personalized email, reminding them about the items they left behind, and maybe even offering a small discount to incentivize that purchase. So that's lead nurturing in action. And it's far more efficient than trying to
Yeah.
manually track down every single abandoned cart.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, sometimes when we hear automation, we think robots taking over.
Yeah.
So how do these firms ensure that marketing doesn't lose its human
I
touch?
mean, it's a valid concern, right? You don't want to become just a completely automated machine. The best firms are very aware of this. They emphasize that automation is about augmenting human capabilities, not replacing them.
Okay.
So, in fact, by freeing up marketers from the drudgery of those repetitive tasks, automation allows them to focus on things that actually require a human touch,
Okay.
like crafting compelling brand narratives or developing creative
Makes
campaigns.
sense. Working smarter, not harder,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. It's about optimizing where humans are best utilized.
Okay, but why should someone who isn't in marketing care about any of this?
That's a great question. And I think the answer is it impacts you as a consumer. Think about it. Have you ever received a marketing email that felt so personalized, so relevant to your interests, that you almost felt like the company was reading your mind?
Yeah.
That's likely the result of sophisticated automation combined with data analysis.
Wow, that's a great example. And it makes it much clearer how this stuff actually plays out in our lives.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm ready to meet some of these. Automation stars. The guide highlights the top three,
Yeah.
and they each seem to have a unique approach.
They do. And that's what's really interesting, I think, from a strategic perspective, is how each of these firms has kind of carved out a niche.
Okay. First up is Reach Marketing. They're all about data-driven insights and seamless customer experiences. And they've got some seriously impressive clients like Northwell Health,
Yeah.
Emerald, and Gartner,
Wow.
with an average review of 4.9 stars. Not too shabby.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah.
What's striking about Reach is their focus on hyper-personalization.
Yeah, and they really leverage data to craft those marketing messages that resonate with each individual customer.
Okay.
So imagine you're browsing for running shoes online, and then you receive an email with a discount code for the exact brand and model you were looking at.
That's amazing. It's like they're anticipating your needs before you even know them.
That's the power of Reach's data-driven approach.
That level of personalization must require some serious technical expertise.
Oh, absolutely. They use sophisticated tools like predictive modeling and customer segmentation to analyze vast amounts of data and identify patterns that would be impossible for humans to spot.
So they're not just sending out like generic emails, they're actually using data.
No, they're taking to tailor messages to each individual. They take what could be a faceless mass email blast and turn it into a personalized experience that feels relevant and valuable to the recipient.
Yeah, I'm sold on Reach. Now what about the next firm on our list?
All right, so next we have Merge, a firm that's known for blending creativity with data.
I'm intrigued. A lot of people think creativity and data are at odds with each other.
Right. You get the, you know,
the left brain, right brain kind of thing. Yeah. But Merge seems to have figured out how to make them work together.
They have, and they do it really effectively.
How do they do that?
So it's not about choosing one over the other. It's about using data to inform and enhance creativity.
Okay.
So for instance, let's say a healthcare provider wants to create an ad campaign about a new heart health initiative. Mm. Instead of relying solely on intuition, Merge would use data to identify the specific demographics most at risk for heart disease, the preferred communication channels, and the messaging that resonates most with them.
Okay.
This allows them to create a campaign that is not only creative and engaging, but also highly targeted and effective.
So they're using data to make their creative decisions smarter.
Precisely. And this approach is reflected in their consistently high client satisfaction ratings.
That's pretty impressive. I'm starting to see how these different firms are approaching automation from unique angles.
Yeah.
What about the third company in the guide's top three?
Okay, so the final firm in our top three is the Pedowitz Group, and they are all about revenue, transforming marketing teams into money-making machines.
Tell me more about this.
So they're a favorite for large enterprises, like GE, LinkedIn, and Verizon. And their philosophy is that marketing should be directly tied to measurable business outcomes, particularly revenue generation.
Okay, so they're not just focused on brand awareness or engagement.
Yeah.
Laser focused on bringing in the dollars.
Exactly. They help companies optimize their marketing funnels, identify high value leads, and personalize their messaging to drive conversions and sales.
That makes sense, especially for large enterprises that are under pressure to demonstrate a return on their marketing investment.
Right.
But could this approach lead to sacrificing long-term brand building for short-term gains?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's a potential trade-off that businesses need to consider carefully.
Okay.
Some argue that an excessive focus on short-term revenue can sometimes come at the expense of building a strong, lasting brand identity.
So it's a balancing act. Like many things in business, right?
It is. You need to find the right approach for your specific goals and circumstances.
Okay. All right. So we've met three fascinating firms, each with a distinct flavor.
Yeah.
Reach Marketing with their data-driven personalization, Merge with their creative, data wizards, and the Pedowitz Group with their revenue-focused powerhouse approach. What I'm noticing is that while they all use automation, their core philosophies.
Yeah.
And how they apply it are quite different.
Right. It really highlights how dynamic and diverse this field is. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. It's about finding the right partner for your specific goals and challenges.
Speaking of challenges, let's zoom out a bit and look at the bigger picture beyond individual companies. What trends are shaping the future of marketing automation?
Now, this is where it gets particularly interesting. The guide dives into some really compelling trends. I think they offer a glimpse into how marketing is evolving as a whole.
Well, don't leave us hanging. Let's dive into those trends and see what the future of marketing holds.
One of the most significant trends is this emphasis on efficiency. Marketing automation is all about streamlining processes, making teams more productive. You know, we're all bombarded with information these days, so anything that helps. Marketers cut through the noise and focus on what matters is a huge win.
Okay, but doesn't this raise concerns about job displacement?
Yeah.
If machines are doing more of the work, what happens to the humans?
It's a valid question, and it comes up a lot, but I think it's important to reframe the narrative. Rather than thinking about automation as replacing jobs, it's more about redefining roles.
Right?
So by taking over those repetitive, time-consuming tasks, automation frees up marketers to focus on higher level, strategic thinking, creative problem solving, building meaningful relationships with customers. These are all skills that require human touch and can't be easily replicated by machines.
That's a really important distinction. So it's not about humans versus machines. It's about humans and machines working together more effectively.
Exactly.
Okay, what other trends stood out to you in the guide?
Another big one is the focus on lead generation, but not just any leads. The right leads automation helps businesses identify, qualify, and nurture leads who are most likely to become paying customers. It's like having a virtual matchmaker, connecting you with the people who are most likely to be interested in what you have to offer.
Okay, so instead of casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're using data to pinpoint your ideal audience.
Exactly. Think about it. Would you rather receive generic marketing blasts that are totally irrelevant to your needs? Or would you prefer highly personalized messages that offer something you actually find valuable?
Definitely. I know I'm much more likely to engage with a company that seems to get me and my needs.
Right. It makes you feel like a valued customer, not just another number on a mailing list.
And that's what the best marketing automation firms are striving for.
Exactly. To create those experiences that are not just efficient and effective, but meaningful and engaging for the customer.
So it's about finding that sweet spot where business goals and customer needs intersect.
Absolutely. And that leads us to another key trend, which is the growing power of data. Marketing automation platforms gather tons of information about customer behavior, preferences, interactions, but it's what consultants do. With that data that's truly transformative, they turn it into actionable insights that can drive everything from product development to marketing campaigns to customer service strategies.
So it's not just about collecting data for data's sake. It's about using it.
Right. To understand your customers better and create more personalized experiences for them. That's the key. In the past, marketing was often based on gut feeling and guesswork. But now we have the ability to gather real-time data on how customers are interacting with our brand, what they're looking for, what resonates with them.
Okay.
This allows us to move beyond assumptions and make data-driven decisions that are more likely to lead to success.
That makes so much sense. It's like taking the guesswork out of marketing and replacing it with concrete evidence. It's no wonder companies are flocking to these automation firms.
It's a game changer, and it's having a profound impact on the customer experience. As these technologies become more sophisticated, we're seeing a shift towards hyper-personalization.
You mentioned this earlier with reach marketing and their ability to pinpoint customer interests.
Right, that was a great example.
That level of personalization seems almost futuristic.
It is, and it can be a little unnerving.
But isn't there a risk of creeping people out if it feels too intrusive?
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line between being helpful and being big brother?
That's a really important question. And it's one that the industry is grappling with. It's all about finding that balance. The key, I think, is to use data responsibly and ethically.
Okay. And to be transparent with customers.
Yeah.
About how their information is being used.
Exactly. It goes beyond simply complying with privacy regulations. It's about building trust and demonstrating respect for your customers' privacy.
Okay.
If people feel like the data is being misused
or
that they're being manipulated, they're likely to lose trust in your brand
and
take their business elsewhere.
That's a great point. It's not just about the technology itself. It's about the values and principles that guide how we use that technology.
Yeah. And how do businesses navigate this complex landscape?
It seems like there's a lot to consider when it comes to choosing the right marketing automation consultant.
You're absolutely right. It can feel overwhelming, especially for companies that are just starting out with automation. But there are some key things to look for.
Okay, give me the cheat sheet. For finding automation success,
right?
What are the must-haves when choosing a consultant?
Well, first and foremost, you need to look for expertise.
Yeah.
Not all marketing automation platforms are created equal. You need to find a consultant who is deeply knowledgeable about specific tools that are relevant to your business.
So it's like finding a specialist.
Exactly. You wouldn't go to a general practitioner for brain surgery, and you wouldn't go to a general marketing consultant for complex automation needs.
Okay.
You need someone who speaks the language of your chosen platforms and can get the most out of their features and capabilities.
And beyond technical expertise, industry know-how is crucial too.
Oh, absolutely. Business-to-business marketing is very different from business-to-consumer marketing. And a consultant who understands the nuances of your specific industry will be a much more valuable partner.
It's like having a guide who knows the terrain.
That's a great way to put it. They can anticipate the challenges, the opportunities, the best paths to take. They can speak to you in a way that makes sense for your business without all the jargon and generic advice.
Exactly. And they can help you tailor your automation strategies to the year.
Right. Specific needs and expectations of your target audience.
For example, if you're in the healthcare industry, you need to be mindful of IPAA regulations and other privacy concerns.
Absolutely. A consultant who understands these nuances can help you navigate those complexities and ensure that your marketing practices are compliant.
That makes a lot of sense. Expertise and industry knowledge are essential. What else should businesses keep in mind when evaluating potential consultants?
You want to see proof that they can deliver.
Okay, on their promises.
Ask for case studies, testimonials, tangible results. You don't want to be a guinea pig.
Right.
That's so like, checking references.
It is. You want to know that they've walked the walk and gotten results for other businesses.
Okay.
Ideally, businesses that are similar to yours.
And speaking of walking, this marketing and technology landscape is constantly evolving.
It is.
How can businesses ensure that their automation solutions can adapt to those changes and keep them ahead of the curve?
You hit the nail on the head. Flexibility is key.
Okay.
The best consultants are those who can adapt and scale their solutions alongside your business. They're not just implementing a one-time fix. They're building a partnership that can evolve as your needs change.
What you're describing sounds more like a strategic advisor than
a
traditional consultant.
And that's a great way to think about it. The best marketing automation consultants are those who can act as strategic partners working collaboratively with their clients to achieve shared goals and drive long-term success. Okay, I'm feeling a lot more informed about how to navigate this. Automation landscape, we've covered the benefits, the key players, the trends, and even how to choose the right consultant. But I have to ask, what's your biggest takeaway from all this?
That's a tough one. There's so much here. I think what's most striking is how marketing automation is becoming less about technology and more about strategy. It's not just about automating tasks. It's about using automation to achieve specific business goals, whether that's increasing revenue, improving customer experience, or gaining a competitive advantage.
That's a great point. It's not just about the how, it's about the why.
Exactly. And I think the most successful businesses will be those who have a clear vision for what they want to achieve with automation and who find the right partners to help them get there.
All right, listeners, put yourselves in the shoes of someone hiring one of these marketing automation firms. What would your top priorities be? What questions would you ask to make sure you're finding the right partner for your needs?
Keep those questions in mind as we move to the final part of our deep dive. We'll be wrapping up with some final thoughts on the future of marketing automation, so stick around.
So we've explored the power of marketing automation, met some of the leading players, and learned how to choose the right partner for this journey. But now it's time to take a step back and look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, I think as automation gets more sophisticated, we need to think about those long-term implications. You know, it's not just about efficiency and ROI anymore.
Right.
It's about ensuring that these powerful tools are used responsibly and ethically.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
What are some of the concerns that arise when we talk about automation in this context?
Well, I think one of the biggest considerations is data privacy. Yep. As these platforms gather more and more information about us, how do we ensure that data is handled ethically and responsibly?
Right. We all love those personalized experiences, those recommendations that seem to know exactly what we want. But no one wants to feel like you're constantly being watched or that their information is being misused.
Exactly. It's about finding that right balance. You know, companies need to be transparent with customers about what data they're collecting, how they're using it, and what benefits customers will receive in exchange for sharing that information.
Transparency is key.
Absolutely.
It builds trust. It shows respect for your customers.
And if people feel like their data is being misused or that they're being manipulated, they're going to lose trust in your brand.
Yeah.
And they'll take their business elsewhere.
Okay. This has been an incredible deep dive.
It has.
We've covered so much ground, from the nuts and bolts of how marketing automation works to the broader implications for businesses and consumers.
Yeah. I think the key takeaway is that marketing automation is a powerful tool with enormous potential, but it's not a magic bullet.
Right.
We need to use it wisely, ethically, and with a focus on creating genuine value for the customer.
Beautifully said so, listeners, as you navigate this increasingly automated world. Keep those thoughts in mind, ask questions, demand transparency, and be mindful of how your data is being used.
Yeah, and remember, this conversation is just the beginning. As technology continues to evolve, so will the questions and considerations surrounding its use.
Right.
It's an ongoing dialogue that requires thoughtful engagement from all of us.
We've only scratched the surface today, but hopefully this deep dive has given you a solid foundation for understanding the world of marketing automation. Be sure to check out the full list of top 20 firms from IT Staffing and Network News. The link is in the show notes. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those tough questions.
Absolutely.